Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The University of Delaware women's ice hockey team recently made its debut. Almost 2 years after the announcement UD would add women's hockey as a varsity sport, the Blue Hen women's ice hockey team hit the ice for the first time at the Fred Rust Ice Arena in Newark, opening with two losses to Long Island University. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Joey Rosari speaks with UD's first-ever women's ice hockey coach, Allison Coomey, about the road to that first weekend of games and where the program goes from here.
The Delaware women's ice hockey program played its first-ever games last weekend. The program's still in its infancy, you can say. How has the ride been from getting hired to now actually playing games and getting prepared to play games?
Yeah, honestly, a lot's happened in the last year and a half. Just one, recruiting student athletes that are excited about Delaware, you know, and want to be a part of something new. And we feel like we did a really good job of finding those players and are excited about those players. And yeah, like all of the time recruiting, trying to put the pieces together, but not really knowing how all those pieces fit. It was very interesting to see, one, in our first day of practice, how we looked up until, you know, our first game, which is about exactly a month after we got on the ice together. So this past weekend just gave our coaching staff a lot of insight into things we need to work on, but overall really proud of our group and how we've been able to gel together and how all of our new players, which is everybody, but our younger players in general, soaking in all the information we're providing to them, which has been really, really cool to see, especially for a group that just has not played together at all.
I'm glad you mentioned recruiting. How was it to recruit while you're building a team from scratch? You know, usually teams, they have players and then you add here, you add there. You're putting a whole team together. How was that?
Yeah, you know, I really honestly enjoyed that year of putting a team together. One, it gave us an opportunity to really get to know families, because you're not just recruiting one player that's coming in. You're recruiting, obviously, a whole team, but those players have families that are also very invested in our program. And so for us, it was really important to get to know each individual, how their relationships were with their parents was really important for us to like see. And I feel like if we had a team on campus while we're also trying to do this, would have been more challenging. So it did offer us an opportunity to really get to know the student athletes we were bringing in and the people that support them.
And with ice hockey, recruiting takes you to all different corners, right? This wasn't like you just stayed in a region, not even a state. You recruited internationally too, right? Even, I believe, maybe some from Europe or that's in the works.
Yeah, and you know, the relationships that I've personally developed over the last 22 years helped a ton, obviously, with Melissa and Taylor coming on board and their different relationships that maybe I didn't have. I think for our staff as a whole, it was really impactful in terms of like the players we were getting, knowing the relationships we had with club coaches and their investment in trying to help us as well was really important. And we're really grateful for that. But yeah, I mean, recruited all over. Our player from Norway, actually, we never really saw in person. Again, the connections we've had with coaches and recruiters, like kind of all over, had helped us with her, and she had never been on campus until she stepped foot when she came here this fall. So just really relying on those aspects was super important.
Now, you mentioned Melissa and Taylor. Yeah. They are your assistant coaches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And actually preparing for this season, was it a bit of relief to finally get into the portion of putting the team together on the ice and getting ready for games?
Oh yeah, I mean, that was so, I think that was the most intriguing part for our staff, is like, how are we going to look when we get out there? And even more so, you know, how are we going to look when we play against another team? You know, we spent the first month kind of playing against ourselves and not really sure of like how we would adapt to speed, just, you know, just watching ourselves play all the time, but how we would adapt to maybe another team coming in. And we were really pleased with, regardless of score, we were really pleased with the first weekend and how it went in terms of, one, the competitiveness, but ability to know that we can compete. As young as we are, we did a good job there of competing and showing up.
And there was another aspect of those games also. You were also playing in front of fans here for the first time. How was that like? What was the feeling not only for you but for the players?
Oh, I mean, they were, I think our players were blown away, obviously really excited to have the band here, which was huge. You know, not many programs, especially, you know, a sport that's, you know, hockey isn't really popular in this area. And so to have the amount of support, I don't want to say not popular, but we are the only Division I team. And so to have the amount of support we had was, we were blown away. And the support that the athletic department has shown over the course of the last year and a half, getting us prepared for this moment was one thing, but to see everybody in the building, coaches, administrators, our president was here, our athletic director, just watching, you know, stayed and watched the whole game. And I think that speaks volumes to our university and our athletic department.
How important is it to have that support from the administration, especially for a new sport? And while ice hockey, it's, I know where you were going at it. It's not the football program. It may not be the basketball program, which people have a built-in relationship with already. But to see that support, how important for you and your team to see that?
Oh, I mean, so important. Obviously, it's helps us propel into the next weekend, knowing that we have the backing of student athletes, coaches, administrators, all behind us. I think for our student athletes, it meant a lot to see their peers in the stands. You know, some of them watching hockey probably at the collegiate level for the first time, and we're really excited to see our team play.
When the team took the ice for the first time over the weekend, did you have a moment for yourself, like, okay, we're here, we did it, now, you know, now the fun or the work begins?
Yeah, it honestly happened before we hit the ice. I actually got pretty emotional in the locker room just looking around at the jerseys and realizing that the moment was here. And I think that the players, honestly, you know, I don't think they were expecting me to get emotional, but, you know, once we hit the ice, like, it's a hockey game and we've prepared for this moment. And so trying to get that all those emotions out before was important, because I feel like, especially as our coach, like as a coaching staff, like we want to exemplify the fact that we're ready and we're proud of them, and but not show too much emotion at that point.
Also, the program has built a relationship with the Philadelphia Flyers. What is that relationship exactly, and how important are relationships like that for the ice hockey program moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, even just their investment in creating, you know, the opportunity for us to have a feasibility study to even add women's ice hockey here. I think that was the first step in really understanding how impactful the NHL can be to us growing our game. And so we're really grateful for that. Obviously, trying to work with them in terms of community outreach, and they're also providing internship opportunities for students at Delaware, including our student athletes. And so all of those things, you know, we're really excited about and grateful for and looking forward to. And so, yeah, we'll continue to, you know, to work with them. And I think that will grow over the years, the more they know, you know, our players and faces, and same for us, to get to know them more.
How helpful is it for building this program, knowing that you're in an area that appreciates hockey, whether they're Flyers fans here and to the north, or even Washington Capitals fans to the southern end of the region? Moving forward, is that a big factor in building this program, having that support?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think we felt it from the first game, right? Like, knowing that we're in an area that doesn't, like I said before, doesn't have Division I hockey, and now we do. We're, you know, we're creating an environment where little girls are excited to come watch us play. And, you know, talking with club coaches and for the Philadelphia Junior Flyers and the Washington Pride and the New Jersey Colonials and the Princeton Tiger Lilies, like all in this kind of close proximity, not in Delaware, but close enough to Delaware, where we're hoping to get the best players from those organizations that want to stay home. And that's our goal, is to really leverage what we have here to create situations where those players want to stay.
Now, I know that the first weekend, on the results side, not what you're looking for. What are you looking for in this season? What will you deem a success?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, to get better every game. And, you know, from game one to game two, we had a 2-0 lead after the first period, and that says a lot to our group about our ability to compete and get better. And for us as a coaching staff, we want to measure our success by our ability to get better every day, and the investment in that by our student athletes. And so I think we're off to a great start that way in terms of getting better every day, and now we have another opportunity to do that this weekend.
Have you let yourself think about what the feelings and the emotions will be like when you get that first win?
Not really. I think if we're more focused on the process, then that will come. But if we're more focused on the win, it's going to be hard to get there. Personally, I feel like with this group, we just need to focus on that process and let what come.
Coach, thank you very much for a few minutes of your time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks to UD women's ice hockey coach Allison Kumi and our Joe Irizarry for enlightening us this week.